The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, July the 16th. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Grab that phone. We're having another Reading City Council candidate on this morning. Hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com so you can listen in to what's happening, but also make your comments that way if you don't want to make phone calls. Of course, I got Bad Bob here, and Linda.
Good morning. Great to be here today. Lots of stuff going on.
We also
have tickets to give away, two different kinds of tickets today, but let's start off with our weather today. It's currently 77 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a hot day. Temperatures with the triple digits of 100 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. 71 is our low. Tomorrow, Thursday, 99. Friday looks like we're about 97. Light and variable winds around 6 to 5 to 10 miles both days. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. 365-3793. Now, our favorite time of the day when we can find out what's happening on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisors. Let's go to Cameron Middleton. What's happening?
How you doing, Linda? Good to see you. Carl, Bob.
Hello.
Markets are up this morning following several positive earning reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 51 points to 17,112, while the NASDAQ is up 25 points to 4442, and the S&P 500 is up 6 points to 1979. Oil is up 78 cents to $100.31 a barrel, while gold is up $6.30 an ounce to 1301, and silver is up 9 cents to $20.74. per ounce, while the 10-year Treasury yield is at a 2.55 this morning. Two interesting stocks today, very active stocks. Bank of America is actually down 31 cents to $15.50, while Time Warner Cable is actually up $12.08 to $83.09 on some increased merger activity. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Cameron, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:07, 8:07, and 9:07 in the morning. And give them a call at 243-7561 because, as you can tell, they have got their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street. Find out what your investments are doing. Find out maybe a better way to move your investments around. 243-7561 and then head on down to Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors.
All right. Lots to cover today.
You know what? Hey, on this Friday, Golf with a Purpose, this is the Salvation Army, is having their, and there's still room there, and they're having their a big golf tournament this Friday. And so you can still get into it. It's going to send kids to summer camp. It helps kids during the summer, provides needs for underprivileged kids. And, you know, people can just come and have just a great time. And that's this Friday. Give the Salvation Army a call at 222-2207. It's a good way to go out. And they start at 8 o'clock in the morning, so it'll be finished before it gets way too hot. A lot of things going on. Today, of course, we have Brent Weaver is going to be joining us. As he's our third candidate that's here for the running for office for Reading City Council. A lot of things going on in the news lately. Big one, of course, is, well, there's several big ones, frankly, but the Bully Fire out here. And if you look up in the sky, you can see evidence of the Bully Fire. 8,100 acres burnt so far, 12 square miles.
Wow.
10 injured. 18 buildings destroyed, many outbuildings destroyed. We got people fighting this all over the place, caused by a gent that was taking his truck across a dry field and his muffler caught the grass on fire. And when I say grass, it's kind of when I say cut the grass on fire, because he was delivering fertilizer to an illegal marijuana grove. And if you can see photos from, you know, from satellite, it's burning all around there. Satellite, but the marijuana grove looks like it's okay, because you keep it, you know, they keep all the grass down and around there, and they just have their little growing areas there. So, you know, what is the illegal marijuana cost us? Well, in this case, it's costing us so far 8,100 acres. And how much does it cost to fight that fire? And would Mr. Smoke, and that's his name, Mr. Smoke III, be out there if he didn't have illegal marijuana out there growing? I know Bob's over and, there. He's frothing.
Was it 8 or 10 homes? Lives, yes. You know, pretty much disrupted.
People injured. People can be killed out there.
You know, people's lives change forever because of an idiot.
Well, negligence. It was a negligence. And so his bail was $10,000.
Which is really 10% of that. That's how you get out, right? If it's 70, $70,000, you can get out for 7,000?
Yeah.
So if it's a million, 100,000 gets you out. That's so when you hear these high bails amounts, 10% will get you out.
Okay, so you've got some tickets here.
You know what? Tonight is media night at the Riverfront Playhouse. It's the Dixie Swim Club. Five gals. It's a comedy and drama. They say it's like Steel Magnolias meets Yaya Sisterhood or something like that. You know, it's five friends through time. And we've got
the
tickets.
Yaya Sisterhood. Is that true?
That was a movie. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Does somebody die tragically? Because that's the essential element of a chick flick, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
no, this
right.
This goes through the life.
Or your testosterone stops working.
No. This goes through the life from the gals that it's just, it's a comedy. And it's called the Dixie Swim Club. Tonight we have tickets. Please call if you're serious about going, but we would love to have you.
If you're serious about going, we want to give away these tickets.
Well, I mean, I don't want people just to call because
I don't want
think
you to be too serious.
Yeah.
And not too serious, but we want you to really call.
605-4567. 605-4567, and that gets you tickets for the show tonight, the Dixie Swim Club. Yeah. Guess what? I know there's a lot of things that just makes, you know, frost my butt, and one of them is this thing
Whoa,
about...
Whoa, Linda's getting really, you know what I mean, in the last 2 weeks, you have really gotten
really
fired
just,
up about things.
I am so irritated over the illegals. This morning there was the Oklahoma governor, that she went to one of the areas where they're busing the kids. And even the Oklahoma governor, she could not get a thorough tour.
They wouldn't even give her, they won't give congressmen tours. They won't give
What's
governors tours.
What's wrong with this picture?
Well, there's a lot wrong with this
What's
picture.
What's the secret? What is it, Area 51?
No, it's the fact of a government failed program. And you know what? There's a letter in the paper today that I'm going to quote from. It's from Ron Largent. And he writes it to Doug LaMalfa. And it's not so much to LaMalfa as it is the nation and it is to Obama. But he's right to ask our congressional representative, hey, what's going on with this and what is going to be done? And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, you go in there and you feel welcome. And Espresso Joe's, of course, with great coffees. Liquid drinks there. And then you can walk next door where they have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have e-cigs of all kinds, makes, models, and flavors. And, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. It's so much more than just a tobacco and brew shop. It's just, you know, people meet there. They use their meeting rooms to get people together. I mean, it's just more than a tobacco and brew store. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers. So stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy. Small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:19 in the morning with Carl and Linda Butt, July the 16th, 605-4567. If you notice, we're playing Jet Airliner. Well, why, that kind of leads into another subject. Well, yes, it does. Let's talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday. Yeehaw!
Well, they okayed the contrail analysis.
Well, yeehaw!
4 hours.
4 hours of listening to geoengineering. Now, we have had geoengineers in here, people that believed in this. Gosh, you know what? I don't know how many, and I don't know how many shows. Dane Wigginton comes in. I tell you what, very bright, a very passionate guy that believes totally in this. And there's other people, but here's my question. And I by the way, the headline was a little bit misleading today. And they don't write the headlines here. So I've got nothing, you know, the reporter there didn't write this headline. It says boards okays contrail analysis. And the one underneath it says, with my brand new glasses, I can't read to there, exhaust from airplanes raises health concerns. It's not the exhaust from airplanes, my friend. It's not the exhaust. Exhaust means is that that means that something coming out, it's in the fuel of the aircraft. That's not what they're saying. What they say is these are specific planes that have nozzles in them that spray this stuff. It's not stuff in the, it's not the stuff in the fuels. Now, these people are passionate and believe in this. But 4 hours, because the question is, and Les Baugh, who wouldn't spend 15 minutes listening to the State of Jefferson, just listening to a State of Jefferson briefing, spends 4 hours in this. And guess what? It's a lot of the same people. So I don't know if this was something that they, you know, that they said, well, you know what? We didn't listen to them last time. Maybe we better listen to them this time, because we made a huge mistake not listening to them last time. The question, Les, was not that we're going to go back and find a way to measure nanoparticles. The question is where does it come from? And have somebody tell you where it comes from. Is there geoengineering? Is there changes in the soil? Is there changes in all this? Yes. But the question is, where does it come from?
Dozens of residents stepped up to the podium to address their concerns, according to this report. They blamed a host of illnesses to chemtrails, including cancer, fibers growing out of their skin, general feelings like malaise, neurological problems, and compromised immune systems. Others ticked off environmental damage, including insects disappearing from one woman's property, trees dying, aquatic insects dying off in water contaminated by aluminum, drought, wildfires, and holes in the ozone layer.
Okay, and this is what they're saying.
And the male pattern baldness.
No, you know what?
Rising crime. How about autism?
There is something to the highness of the aluminum. There is.
Totally. There is a lot of things there that are going on that way. My question is this. We're talking about chemtrails, which is essentially where they're saying this is coming from. And anybody that listens to this show knows I have certain questions about that. And yet the state of Jefferson, who came up with as much documentation as the other time, did not even get 5 minutes, much less 4 hours. And so you ought to read the comments, and I will read some of the comments to you later on during the show about from the article. The article was a good article. It hit on the things that happened. But the comments on Reading.com from people about this were hilarious. I mean, priceless. About the border supervisors all had tinfoil hats on during this thing. I mean, it said, oh, great. This is just what we need. We have crime, water problems. We have it all. And we're talking about, this. Anyway, I find it interesting.
This is very disturbing.
It is disturbing, and I'm not taking anything away from that because they've got proof that there is a change. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
The word distraction comes to mind.
I love you guys.
Well,
here's the thing. Yesterday.
It really upset. You know what? I've been talking about this all week. But 4 hours?
Well, let's kind of put things in perspective. Yesterday, after a couple of hours of deliberation, the Board of Supervisors, all five of them, in Tehama County, signed a declaration to withdraw from the state of California. All five unanimously because of a 57-43 vote when it went to the people.
There you go.
I would submit to you, I have no clue on what the Board of Supervisors is doing as far as the state of Jefferson. It is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. Sutter County is having us back in on the 22nd of July. I would submit to you that they most likely will be our sixth county. Now, I have no idea. The Board of Supervisors, we've heard some things. I've had some personal attacks with phone calls and have heard some things about things that were basically personal, that one supervisor to another without mentioning names in different counties. I don't know what the deal is with the Board of Supervisors. They are ridiculously quiet. But David Keogh yesterday made a remark of why is it that no one from the congressman's office was there at this meeting. I mean, here they, and let's just say that Dane is 10% right. I happen to think there's some validity. But let's just say he's 10% right. You should listen to it. But we're 100% right. 100% right. Okay?
And David Keogh doesn't even want to listen to you.
Not being represented. We're 100% right. Yeah. We're not being represented.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you're right. There is changes. But there's two, you know, what really, I guess, kind of astonishes me, a lot of the same people that are in the State of Jefferson movement are also in this movement. I mean, they're wearing the T-shirts. So,
well, they weren't, though. That's not necessarily the case. Were you there?
No, I wasn't. But
okay. Well, that isn't necessarily the case.
I did listen to other people that were.
You see a band of audience. In fact, people were intentionally not wearing anything to be in any particular type of movement or show anything. And actually, as far as the dress goes, it was just normal folk. The other thing I want to let you know, Carl, and this is kind of a misnomer, 80% of the people we deal with in 16 counties are not even engaged in a tea party. I'll say it twice. 80% of the people we deal with aren't even engaged in a tea party. Mark Baird is not involved in a tea party. Liz Bowen is not involved in a tea party. And the frustration that I have is, number one, the word secession, which is not secession. It is an Article 4, Section 3 split, state split, okay, number one. And number two, people that are in the Tea Party, yes, they're engaged, but no, it doesn't make up all of us. And I think that the assumptions that we all make, especially with these folks that went in and talked about the geoengineering, there was nobody there in a radical T-shirt or a tie-dye T-shirt or
I don't think of a State of Jefferson as a radical T-shirt.
Well, they have many T-shirts.
I don't think of them as radical.
And there's without T-shirts. No. I've gone in a Hawaiian shirt and spoke at town hall.
I've seen your Hawaiian shirts, and they are radical. Hey, I've got Sally on the other line. Is this what she wants to talk about?
No, but wait, you got her near your line. Why don't you put her on? Because this lady
Let's bring Sally on, too. Good morning. Good morning, Sally. Hello, Sally. We're here.
Sally, turn your radio down.
Sally.
Good morning.
We're here.
Good morning. Yes, I did. I wanted to talk about the meeting yesterday because I was there.
Okay.
And
and you turn down your radio.
Aware,
you want to turn that radio down.
Air Resources Board, Air Quality Board meeting right before the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Uh-huh.
And France and Missy MacArthur was at the Air Quality Board meeting, as well as Debbie Hopkins, who is on the Anderson City Council. And neither one of them stayed to listen to the geoengineering issue at all. Now, I wonder, you know, isn't that part of what they're supposed to be doing on the Air Quality Board, is listening to the people? And all Dane was asking was that it be exposed, these high concentrations of toxic metals in our soil and water and air, be exposed as a health hazard to the people.
I think that's true. But as far as asking about for Missy Stan, of course. But you have to understand is where the city council is that they frankly don't really want to listen to you because...
That's exactly right.
I mean, the majority of them voted to have the open session put so late at night that most people don't stay. You know what, I just find it interesting how one aspect of people really interested in the soil and the air... get all this time. Other people interested in representation, and I mean, where you've got other counties here that have voted to say, "Hey, look, we've had enough," and how one gets 4 hours and one gets none, and I really don't understand that because I mean, if you really want to get out there and say, "Look, they're talking chemtrails," and there isn't a person in the group that can walk in here and sit here in front of me and explain where it comes from.
Exactly. That my question is, okay, if they're not chemtrails,
where's it coming from?
Explain to me what they are.
Right.
Don't tell me they're condensation trails, because a condensation trail is much like your breath on a cold winter morning. You don't go out and take a 2-mile walk and look behind you and see your breath 2 miles back.
I'm not sure. I'm not up at 30,000 feet.
I have a quick question.
Okay, we got to take a break here after your question, too. But, Sally, you're right. You know what? But the question is there's this stuff in the air and the ground. Where does it come from? It needs to be addressed.
Yes,
I'm just
exactly.
saying is where's the fairness here?
Yeah, thank you for bringing up this issue, Carl.
Well, you know what? That's what we're here for, and we try to do that. And it's the you know that you, it, to me, if you give this you know this a time, you need to give the state of Jefferson time, because if both groups are organized and have huge followings. And they're the people.
Yep.
Anyway, Terry.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Sal. You get the last word, Terry.
Well, you know, you're right. And people, yeah, I mean, I think that there's something going on up there. I happen to think that Dane has some very, very solid evidence. And I think that there are people that are intertwined with all these different issues. And I think it's fair that the Board of Supervisors would listen to it. But for them to nix us and to actually tell us we can't even go back, I think is
ridiculous.
A violation of the Brown Act, to be honest with you.
I don't know about that, but I do know is that I think it ridiculous they won't even listen. They won't even listen because I think you would do is you would have as many people in there for this meeting, for the Jefferson meeting, as you would for the geoengineering meeting. I just can't help but think you would. And it is a big part, and I don't understand why they don't want to listen to this. I mean,
worst part, real quick, we gave them an 88-page report they requested, and they wouldn't even read it. They requested it. They wouldn't even read it. And Les Baugh knew we wanted to do a presentation and told us that that morning, that was the first he'd ever heard of it. He didn't know we did presentations.
I knew you did presentations. I haven't.
Everybody
knows. I've never been to
one.
He
had a three-hour conversation with Mark Barrett. I'm just tired of the mistruths.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Maybe we can get Les Baugh or some of the.
I don't think he has the fortitude or courage to come on. I'd like to talk to him face to face about it.
Anyway, okay. Thanks a lot, Tara.
You bet.
All right. Bye. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Right across on Hilltop Drive from Sierra Gibbs, Estate Jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in all the area. Guys, you know what? Does Leonard make super deals or what?
He makes great deals. And not only that, you need to go in and he can fix your watch. He can look at any kind of estate piece that you have. He can buy gold. He is just an expert. So you want to kind of go to some place that you know that they're going to give you great service, and that's Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, you know what? You know what I'm liking about our society now? Our society now is starting to wake up. The people are starting to wake up. They're starting to kind of like that bear. You know that bear coming out of hibernation? Kind of stretches and shakes itself, and it's hungry, and it wants to go out and eat. The bear is starting to wake up, politicians. And let me tell you something. This is the time it needs to wake up. Brian Daly, obviously well-respected around here. I mean, Democrats, Republicans, unions, non-unions, they're for him. Business leaders, hey, Brian, what are you doing about crime? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a letter from Ron Largent to Congressman LaMoffa in the paper, which has got a lot of great questions. We're going to talk about raising taxes. You want to raise taxes to fight crime?
Well, and some statistics and the latest on our drought.
There you go.
I guess that makes us the cup of coffee if people are waking up.
Hey, there you go, people. If it's important, it's here. We'll be right back.
That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face. I'm a believer.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Currently 78 degrees and the temperature is rising to 100. That's going to be our high today. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 71. Thursday looks like it's sunny and hot with 99. And Friday will be sunny and hot with temperatures around 97. We get to around the weekend. It's going to be 90 and 92. That's nice. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, it is official. California has passed a $500 fine if you are overwatering. Not exactly sure what the regulations are, but washing cars, watering lawns, or hosing down sidewalks.
The wasting of water.
I did yesterday.
The wasting of water.
No, I did. I watered down our house on the front and just watered down to get the dust off and kind of get things. But it was in the morning, so I don't know if that's ever, period.
No, there's...
It's no. Their first emergency conservation measures passed to try to force Californians to wake up.
She didn't really do that.
Yeah, watch your mailbox, girl.
No, I did a little bit. It's not, but I don't think I wasted water. But the thing is that for those people who we've now gone down to watering 10 minutes in the morning at 4 o'clock on our sprinklers.
That's it. 10 minutes. So. And we are having our badge of honor is our lawns going down.
Yeah, the backyard is dead.
Gone. It's gone.
Okay.
And front yard, it's going to. But here's the thing is they're talking about people that are like washing their cars so that on nozzles so the water continually runs. They're talking about, here's where I don't understand is you get down to Palm Springs and they water the streets. Their watering is along the streets. It's supposed to get this little strip of grass, but it doesn't. It hits the streets. And what about all the water they use on golf courses in Palm Springs, in Palm Desert? It is a desert. Why, how much water do they use on this? And yet they want you to come back and say, well, look, how about only bathing every other day and to cut back on water? And it's, well, fine. Turn off the water to the sporting events like golf. Can't you still play if it's you can water the greens.
Okay. Say again?
I don't know. It just is. And they can fine you. I don't know if they have yet. But I think they're somewhat extravagant. And I mean,
we're going to have water police. I guess we'll have the water police
too. It's another way of control.
While they're at it, can they be thug police? Like I'm gonna arrest you if you're raw.
Sonny says my hubby has a cloth that washes the car without water.
Cool.
What's that called, Sonny? She's on the chat room. What is that?
This a As Seen on TV thing.
I don't know. It's a cloth can only be used once, and they have a special mop-like thing that takes the dust off the car, which I use a few times a week. Oh, you know what? This is
Sonny,
that's great. You do it all right.
Hats off to certain agencies that when I went to go get my car washed, I guess it was about a month ago, it was super crowded. I mean, I don't know, 20 cars deep. And then I got stuck in. I couldn't get out, as far as the line. And I was, what? She says, well, we had a voucher that went out. And it was either, I don't know if it was Redding Utility. I think it was Redding Electric Utility. And what it was is that come in and get your car washed. Don't wash your car. It was an incentive to not wash your car at home.
Right.
To
just to bring it
water.
In there.
Well, and I thought that was very forward thinking in doing that.
Our people we've had the people here in the wastewater. We're going to have them on again. About how to save water, how to save energy, because we've had remember when we had them on from REU, Jeff Granberry and company, they come out to your house and they say, okay, this is how you can save. They take a couple years of your bills and they say, okay, you've been using going up or you've been going down, or this is how you can, okay, you put in some solar screens here, you can do this and this and save energy, save money. And we are going to have them on hopefully before we leave, and so they can come on out and say, this is what you all need, this is what you've used, and this is what you can use. So again, just call REU and they're going to come out and they will do a free, this is best, free energy audit of your house. Okay. Rick Bassetti used the word yesterday. Well, it's really two words. Tax increase. Mayor Bassetti said, brought up the idea of a sales tax increase last night at the city council meeting. And they said that they need to discuss this. They need to meet to discuss it. So tentatively scheduled at 3 p.m. on August 4th. And we will, of course, continue to publicize that. But it needs four council members to get it on the ballot and requires a two-thirds voter approval. Now, Anderson just voted in a tax, sales tax increase. And Annex B or something like that that said Initiative A or something that says at least 50% of that needs to be spent on police. Well, the question is this. 50%, at least 50%. So they spend 50%, they do a sales tax increase, and so 50% goes to the police. The other 50% goes into the general fund. So what you've gotten is a 50%, tax increase that goes on forever. This isn't like sunset it or anything. It goes on forever. If you're going to have a tax increase, why not go to public safety? But you can't do that unless you get a two-thirds vote. Can you get a two-thirds vote in the city to raise taxes? They're already high. Can you? And then the question is, and this is what we're going to ask Mr. Weaver today, since this came up, and too bad it came up now because we could have asked the other ones this, do you support this tax increase? Because it may be voted on after, it would have to be voted on beforehand. And you've got, city council members that might just do that. Would you support a tax increase to put more cops on the street? I think the big question, though, is this. What do you do with them after you catch them? Say you catch 20 salmon and you've got a paper sack. You can only carry four in a paper sack. What are you going to do with the other 16? Oh, you turn them loose. What are we going to do with the people that we pick up until there's no room at the end? We've already sent people out at $600,000 a year. People go, use that money to send them to other places. Where are we spending $600,000 a year at that? Where are we going to keep them? Where do we keep the people that we sweep up off the streets? Yeah. That's another question to ask. That's, again, at the county level. And the county could probably discuss that, except for one thing. They're talking chemtrails. The idea of a tax increase, if it goes to that specifically, we'll have to see. We'll talk about that. I think it needs to be a broad plan that addresses not just police, but addresses everything. Because having more police, which is great, and community service officers, and Mike DeQuisto had an idea for that, Schrader said yesterday, along with DeQuisto, and I imagine Weaver and everybody else will say, it's got to be a full court press. It's got to be five prongs out here that you've got not only just more policemen, but you've got treatment, you've got rehabilitation, you've got incarceration, because without the hammer, guess what? You got a real problem. And when Brian Daly was meeting with the building exchange yesterday, they talked about, building, construction, and then it came out, crime. Does Sacramento really give a damn about what's happening out here with AB 109? And essentially, the answer, no. He said his colleagues aren't getting enough pressure from their constituents to even care. This is what Daly says. And they said, what if we turn Stillwater Business Park into a tent city to house criminals? Would that get their attention? And what a great answer. Probably as much as a state of Jefferson, Daly said, which means none.
Not so
they
much.
Don't care. And when I talk to people from Sacramento or other places, about AB 109, they just look at you. What's AB 109? And you just can't believe that they have no concept of what this is. Or you talk to people from down south. Do you realize your L.A. jail is completely loaded with people and that they're turning these guys loose out there? Well, it's so big that they don't really feel it. In Reading, we feel it. We feel your pain. We feel your pain because it's right here on our streets. Bob gets into an altercation on the way in this morning.
It was a close thing.
What happened?
Oh, this,
seriously?
This guy, he was pulling he was driving down the middle of the road on his bicycle, forces me to a stop, and I'm like looking at him, and he starts getting off the bicycle, and I thought, oh boy, here we go. Well, I kind of kept an eye on him, and then he gets back on the bicycle and pedals off, and then, you know, my heart started up again.
Yeah, because it was a
confrontation.
Okay, so I drove by to get coffee this morning, and the guy tells me, God, there was a gal standing in the middle of the street screaming at herself at the top of her lungs. I said, do you think that's mental? There's a lot of mental illness, or do you think that is? I just ask him, you know. Do you think that's mental illness, or do you think that's somebody who fried their brains out
on drugs?
He said it could be both. And then he told me a story about one of his family members that had all this stuff, had created this, you know, the American dream, or, you know, he had different homes and apartments and blah, blah, blah. Started to do meth, started to do cocaine, lost it all, got on the bad side, lost his family. And so anyway, we were just talking about it. Isn't that interesting? It's right there.
It's there, and there isn't anybody around here that has not been touched by crime. And when they say, well, what would you do, Carl? I'd say this. You take 500 of them off the street and you put them into a facility. Oh, but that doesn't solve the problem. Well,
it doesn't solve the problem,
but it gives you a place to put these people that are causing all these crimes, because they'll tell you that I've heard numerous times, I can't even remember which one it is, that somebody was going into a young family was going into Black Bear Diner and was confronted by an aggressive panhandler that threatened them. Mm. I mean, come on. And I know the people in Black Bear Diner, the owner of that would pick this guy up and thrown him like about 100 yards out into the street, Bruce Dean, if he had been there. But this is the kind of thing that's happening, that people are being confronted on the trails. So what are you going to do? Oh, let's talk about chemtrails for 4 hours. We'll be right back.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Yeah, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 in the morning. It is July the 16th. It's going to be warm out there today. This portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. 10 years in the business. There's 10th year anniversary. Check her out on readinghomehelpers.com. Free in-home consultations with Sharon Clark, and she has done just an outstanding job, and she wants to make sure your loved ones are cared for. Ready and Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. We've got a lot of people on the line here, so shall we...
Let's just go to Jean. Good morning. Welcome. You're live on the air here on KCNR.
Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about your talking about the someone who saw a child kind of accosted at the Black Bear.
Yes.
Well, that person who saw that happened to be Rick Bassetti, and that's what set him off.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why we are going to have this meeting to look into raising the special tax, because that was his ox now that he wants to gore. But if you have an ox that you want to gore, that's,
different?
I know that Missy MacArthur at the city council meeting last night remarked that she hopes that they don't bring up the geoengineering as they did in the supervisors meeting, that they hoped that they wouldn't bring anything like that up at the council meeting. Well, you know what? I think that this is supposed to be, they are elected by us to hear our concerns. And so when they have concerns, they get it done. But when we have concerns, they don't even want to put it on the agenda.
Are you getting angry, Jean?
Am I getting angry?
Yeah.
No.
Jean.
And I'm going to tell you something. You want to do something with the prisoners. Number one, here's what we can do. We can take the money that we're going to spend and go pay them, bust them down, and sit them and have them camp on every one of the judges that is on the ninth court.
Yeah.
They're the ones that make these kind of rulings. The judge that made that ruling that we have to take and give them great health care, park about 800 of those suckers on his lawn. And we'll just start doing that, and the rest of them we'll take and we'll contract with a Mexican jail. We outsource everything else, so we're going to outsource our prisoners to Mexico. And I will tell you, there will cut down the rate of recidivism of these people coming back, because if they know their butts going back to a Mexican jail, they're going to get their act cleaned up.
Jean, Jean, you know what?
Yes.
It's time for the people to get angry.
Listen,
it's time for the people to say, "Listen to me." You know what? We missed our chance at the in the primaries. We've got elections coming up in November that we need to make some things happen around here, and
exactly
everybody needs
right.
to get
and
going.
And I'm saying. And last night, I just wanted to tell the people, the Reading Electric Utilities,
uh-huh.
they're going to get a $500,000 raise. The city employees that were unrepresented in the last go-around, they get a $237,000 raise, so because the city's doing much better. Well, I've heard that song and dance before, remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The city's doing good, so we up the pay scale, we're paying through the wazoo with the pensions that's going to come down on our heads. You know, when do they ever learn? Get those suckers off the board, people.
Thank you, Jean.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
That was our mojo.
Okay.
All
right.
Hold back.
All right.
I like that. No,
okay,
people
now,
need that. People are
yeah,
people are
people
upset.
Are angry. Okay, let's go to Rich. That's a tough it's a tough act to follow. Rich.
I don't know if I can, Carl, to be honest. But first off, let me thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
I was sitting last night at the council meeting, too, and I listened to Mayor Bassetti bring up the idea about the sales tax and whatnot. And, you know, I don't really want to increase sales tax, but I think this may be something we might need to look at.
Okay.
This is a countywide problem. This isn't a city of Reading problem.
No, this is
what I would like to see, and maybe you can ask Mr. Weaver today, because I won't be able to call back in. What about a countywide, maybe quarter-cent sales tax, where the money is dedicated and goes to the Sheriff's Department so they can either expand what we have or maybe reopen Crystal Creek or build a new facility? The problem is lack of jail space. We have enough officers out there. We need to keep these guys locked up.
You're exactly right, Rich, and this is the problem, is that we could have more boots on the ground. It doesn't hurt to do that. But, frankly, we don't have a place to put them, and since we can't take them home with us and we can't just chain them to trees, we need a plan. Where is the plan to do this? Where is that long-term plan that says, starting today, okay, we know in 3 years, it's going to take 3 years to get that new jail that they're building, and Tom's done a good job. He's even expanded that, and to the point of how many we can put in there. But what do we do between now and 3 years?
But I don't think it would take 3 years to reopen Crystal Creek.
It's not. You know what? You have to think outside the box, and there are ways we can do this. And you're absolutely right.
The other part is that I could not disagree with more with the mayor when he suggested maybe that we send more tax dollars out of this county to other counties to house these prisoners. Keep the tax money here. Let it, all the big businessmen in town and stuff, they talk about how money, turns over 3 or 4 or 5, 6 times every time a dollar is spent in the county. Let's spend that tax money here instead of sending it to another county.
I like that, Rich. Hey, we've got other people lined up. Thanks for your phone call.
You bet.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kay. Kay, good morning. We've only got a few minutes left, Kay.
Okay. My question is, I've been wondering, it's my understanding that people who are in prison, if they were on welfare or if they were on Social Security or anything, the payments stop. My question is, why can't it go to the facility where they're being held to pay for them while they're incarcerated?
I don't know. That's a good idea. Another way of getting money from the state. And I don't even think it's the money question, because the state will spend money for everything. Why not? We need more money down here. We need more money to, we need facilities. We need a facility that we can put people in.
Well, if they pay for them, just keep them in the state. The state would keep them. The state would get the money.
Well, you know what?
Whoever
gets
them.
Right.
It wouldn't. And the other thing is, I understand there's at least one or two super duper hospitals in the California correction system.
Uh-huh.
And my understanding, from what I've heard, they sound like they're better than Stanford or UCLA or anybody else's hospitals. And yet they say they don't use them.
They don't.
Why don't they use them? And if somebody needs care and they're in another facility, they can transport them to that hospital.
I can tell you right now that I've seen the facility in San Quentin. It is a beautiful facility. At any one day, 400 people go in there. Most of them are always outpatients because they have anything serious. I mean, same type of operation, anything, they take them to the nearest hospital. I'm not kidding you.
Well, wasn't that one of the...
Yes.
One of the claims that the judges had?
Yes. And you know what? That's why they built this $400 million facility there behind the walls, but they don't use it. Another example.
There's another one in one of the prisons in the Central California, too.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is a ludicrous amount of way to spend our money, including, like, the fast-track trains, these things. We never even got into the people coming across the border when they come up here to Northern California. Who pays for this one? Where do we put these people? Like, we don't have enough problems.
Well, that's why I'm glad they're stopping them.
Well, I tell you what.
California.
I don't know if
Linda's getting a caravan. She's heading south.
They're busing them in every state across the country.
Well, buses can go north or south, and they should go south.
There you go. We'll end on that one. Thanks a lot, Kate.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet.
Hey, coming up, Brett Weaver is going to be here. He's running for city council. So far that we've had our
well, who have we had on so far, Carl? Starting on Monday.
Okay, Mike DeQuisto, then we had Kristen Schrader yesterday. Today, Brent. Tomorrow, Francie. Friday is Patrick Jones. And Monday, Mike Quinn, who just threw his hat in the ring.
Okay. So,
and if there's anybody else out there, we will have them on. And this is just the first in a series before the election, my friends.
And for some reason, if you can't make the call, you can go online to KCNR 1460, get into the chat pack, and we will be also reading questions out of our chat pack for the people running for city council.
We already have some came in online. We'll be right back after these messages with Brent Weaver. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. If it's not happening here, is it happening?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinian families have been fleeing their homes in the Gaza Strip after a warning from Israel that they should leave their neighborhoods. The very neighborhoods are being used by the terrorist group Hamas to launch rockets at Israel. University of Michigan student Libby Snyder, studying this summer in Jerusalem, says she was more worried about the missiles at first than she is now.
You hear a siren, you run to the bomb shelter, and you have 1 minute if you're in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. Then if you're in Sderot, you have 15 seconds. And you know what? Most Israelis don't really care. They continue living. They're used to this.
She says she finds out about the warnings of the rocket attacks using an app on her smartphone. Meanwhile, SRN News military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says stopping the flow of rocket attacks against Israel is going to be a difficult task.
Hamas has been getting most of its rockets either from Iran or Syria, and the shipments have been coming through Sudan.
Meanwhile, McGinnis says at the same time Israel has a right to defend itself against the attacks coming from Gaza. Some 200 Palestinians have been killed so far by the Israeli strikes as Israel tries to avoid civilian casualties but must strike at the Hamas terrorist rocket batteries, which are often ensconced next to homes, schools, and mosques. U.S. home builders feeling a little more confident in their sales prospects for the second half of the year.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index increased in July to 53, up 4 points from a revised June reading of 49. The brighter sales outlook suggests home construction could pick up in coming months following a sluggish start this year. The latest reading is the highest since January when it was 56.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average doing better in early trading after yesterday's sluggish session in which it gained 5 points. The Dow's up about 30 right now. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Your boss wouldn't steal a computer from a store, but your boss may have installed software illegally on company computers. This isn't just wrong. It's illegal. BSA, the Software Alliance, is offering cash rewards for qualifying software piracy leads. Help protect innovation. Report software piracy confidentially. Go online at inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. It's never been easier to report software piracy. Inputnopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
A new Gallup poll surveys exactly how Americans feel about the current immigration crisis on the southern border.
The poll finds 17% of those surveyed believe immigration is the nation's top problem. That's up from 5% in June. It's also the highest number since 2006, when an earlier Gallup poll found 15% said immigration is the most pressing problem. Only 8% rated health care as the nation's top problem in the most recent poll. That's down from 16% in January. That's also during the height of the problems with the healthcare.gov website. The new Gallup poll surveyed 1,013 adults from July 7th to July 10th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Transplant recipients competed, ran, danced, and bowled this week in Houston at the Donate Life Transplant Games.
There are a lot of other people out here that also kept the faith and kept strong.
Sherry McGuire says her husband is among the fortunate. This is SRN News. Californians have used more water this year despite a withering drought.
The state's Water Resources Control Board says consumption has risen 1%, even as Governor Jerry Brown calls for a 20% cut in water use. Board Chairwoman Felicia Marcus says the increase in use underscores the need for action, adding that not everybody in California understands how bad this drought is.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. And how bad is the drought? Well, state regulators thinking of imposing a fine of up to $500 a day for people who use too much water.
In where we do a lot of Mother May I, we're trying to set the bar, raise the floor, to make clear to people that we are in a very serious drought. We're not creating a giant regulatory scheme where we do a lot of Mother May I. We're trying to set the bar, raise the floor.
That's Felicia Marcus, chair of the California Water Quality Control Board. More details at SRN.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. July the 16th. It is 8:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Write it down because there will be lots of phone calls today, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room with questions you may have. Let's start off with Cameron Middleton from our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Carl. Markets are up this morning amid optimism on global economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points to 17,095. The NASDAQ is up 12 points to 4,428. And the S&P 500 is up 355 to 1976. Oil is up 93 cents to $100.46 a barrel. Gold is up $8.70 an ounce to $13.02, while silver is up 11 cents to $20.76 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is holding steady this morning at a yield of 2.54%. And advancing stocks today, Alcoa continues its climb up 37 cents to $16.49, while Time Warner on acquisition news is up $11.69 to $82.68, and Tenet Healthcare up $3.41 to $48.38. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Cameron. Thank you very much for our Wells Fargo Advisor update on the what's happening on Wall Street, because you can obviously tell they know what's going on. And if you want to find that path to financial freedom, the first step starts when you make this phone call, 243-7561, to our Wells Fargo Advisors. Make an appointment. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Great people down there. Wells Fargo Advisors. Our weather today?
I just wanted, before I go to the weather, I just wanted to comment on, I love the fact that we have engaging listeners, that you call, that you comment. And I want to clarify something, because we were talking about this, the supervising meeting. And I think it's great that people are concerned with, you know, whether you want to call it chemtrails, whatever you want to call it,
it's happening,
atmosphere that is affecting on a health. And I have a lot of people in my life that are in the wellness field, and I totally get the passion behind that. So I want to clarify that what we were stating is that if the Board of Supervisors can do a 3 or 4 hour meeting regarding this topic, which is very important, well, they did not hear the people that really had something to say about the state of Jefferson. And what I am a little ashamed over in Shasta County is that six other, like Butte, the list goes on, about people who would let them talk and listen, and they shot them down. They did not have enough time to really talk about their facts, their ideas. And that makes me feel bad about our community, that they could not do
about
that.
About our Board of Supervisors, yeah. Not our community.
Well, okay, our Board of Supervisors.
Well,
so I'm just saying
that. That's who did it. It wasn't our community.
We just think there should be fairness about how you're spending your time, and you need to listen to the people.
There you go. Okay. Our guest today is going to be Brent Weaver, and we're going to take a quick break here before we get before we ask the first question because of the fact is we're going to take as much time so that give you time to answer because these are questions that are as we've given everybody, and we can do that today. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Yay.
You know what? If you need something done and you want it done to your air conditioning system and you want, with the fires going on, you need to make sure those filters are clean. You've got to make sure everything's working well. With the cost of electricity, you want to make sure it's working at its optimum level. Well, Alliance Heating and Air can do that with over 20 years of outstanding service to all makes and models. They have warranties, guarantees. They can do it all. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Brent Weaver, and we're going to be talking on crime, taxes, privatization. Every question you've heard before, you're going to hear it again, plus some extras. We'll be right back.
If you got the time, I'm not to get yourself in.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
See all good people turn their heads each day so satisfied I'm on my
way. Welcome back
to
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, July the 16th. It is 8:14 in the morning. on Wednesday.
Currently 78 degrees in the downtown studios. We're looking forward to this next hour of our show. It's going to be 100 degrees today. That's our forecast. Mostly clouded tonight with temperatures around 71. Thursday's 99, Friday's 97. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's roll.
Our guest is Brent Weaver, candidate for Redding City Council. And I have a set of questions here. And other people, of course, can add in or call. Good morning, Brent.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hi, Linda.
This is the third time?
Third time, I think, in the last 6-7 months.
Yep, we're trying to have everyone, but now, of course, we're doing it this time. We're doing it again in September and again in October, and we're going to put all the every one of the interviews in a separate archive that people can just go back and listen to. The first question that we always ask is, are you a registered voter?
I am.
And which party?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Second question, what is your specific plan on combating crime here in the city of Redding?
Well, Carl, you've been asking that to start the show the last 3 days. And what I want to start with is a year ago, when I launched my campaign, we chose South City Park to highlight the issues that we were facing there, that families with children were no longer going to this wonderful park, a park that I grew up going to. Then a few months later, we went to the Parkview neighborhood, and we highlighted the issues that was taking place down there at the Free Bridge area. And Heather Phillips, what she was experiencing in her neighborhood with her young kids, not feeling safe riding her bike around. Then we talked about the Wildwood Park neighborhood, which is right above South City Park, and the syringes and the trash and the feces and what they were experiencing down in that stream, and they no longer had children down there because of illegal camping. Then we went up to the Olive Street neighborhood, where Jason Schroeder has been so inspiring for our community of standing up and not taking it. And getting the sex offender locked up and pushing back against the number of crimes. You know, they reported on the story of the gentleman who was left out, that got arrested for breaking into someone's home, got arrested, was out. On his way home, he broke into two additional homes. So over the last year, we've been building our case. I feel like we did a good job very early identifying that this decay in public safety is the number one issue of this campaign. And it's taking a year talking about this, highlighting some of these neighborhoods, what's broken, some of the solutions. And now here we are, things, unfortunately, there are times when you hope you're going to be wrong. But unfortunately, we have seen things in the past year get worse. When I lived after college in the Bay Area, I lived in South Berkeley, just right on the border of Oakland and Berkeley. In the 3.5-4 years I lived there, I didn't know one person who had a car stolen. In the last 6 months, I know 4 people that are close that have had cars stolen in this area. What we have been reading about with the stabbings, with armed holdups at stores, with the illegal camping and the worry we have with fires close to our neighborhoods, things have changed. And yeah, people are upset based on the phone calls coming in this morning. But we're now at what I believe is probably the most critical juncture of this process. The beginning is just setting the table and establishing the reference point. You know, this is what we're dealing with. And I think now there's this feeling throughout the community, oh, yes, this is the issue. We've got to deal with this. And now you have a lot of things coming up. Okay, we have a tax increase. We have a proposal to take all of our rainy day fund and hire CSOs. We have a citizen police force being proposed. Now, this is the part where, you know, this morning when I got up, I could barely go to bed last night. I'm talking figuratively. I did not walk here this morning. I ran here this morning. The last 10 or 11 years, my experiences in creating and setting up businesses, I have gone through the recession. I have been in the middle of a project just next door building the Gateway Building. It was a multi-million dollar project, and banking collapsed. But I was already into this project, had bought the property, had spent funds on it. I had 4 young children. Failure was not an option. Running my lumber business, going through this recession, at the time I had roughly 15 to 20 employees. Failure was not an option for those employees. Here I am today. We have other city council candidates that are running. Collectively, I welcome the debate that will take place over the next few months. I hope the best ideas percolate to the top, and then we execute on those. but I think all of the city council candidates who come in here today would agree failure is not an option. So there's going to be a number of ways that we're going to talk about, well, how do we move forward here? First thing, if people want to go to my website, Weaver2014, so it's Weaver2014.com. We have our stand-up Reading guide that we were distributing at our last campaign rally. It's basically a catch-all for how you can start your own Neighborhood Watch program. I've actually started my own Neighborhood Watch along with Tim Rail and the neighborhood we live in. And that's just one part of our plan. But right now, so here we are. People are upset. They want their elected leaders to come up with a strategy of how we move forward. And I'm sure I'm just going to go ahead and preempt you here, Carl. You know, one of your upcoming questions is going to be, Brent, are you for a tax increase? This is where I believe we start. We need to, at this point in time, people are upset, but we still need to have calm, determined leadership that is going to think this through for a long-term solution. Successful individuals, it's not only manifested in like a successful business that they're running, but it's manifested in all of the wrong decisions that they avoid. And I've seen too many people jump into business. I've seen too many people running for office or existing council members that want to show that, well, I'm decisive. Okay, I love decisive, but I also like making the right call. The margin of error of trying to be a business owner the last 6-7 years has been so slim. The same is true for local government. Our funding and taxpayer revenues coming in is so finite, we need to make sure we get this right. And so here I am. I'm a guy who sells wood. We have somebody that's been on the school board. We have somebody who's a lawyer. We have somebody who sells guns. We have people who come from different backgrounds running. We are just trying to set up the framework of how we move forward, but I want industry-specific experts giving me the ideas and solutions of what we can do to move forward. Now, part of the, you know, meeting with – over the last several months, I've been meeting with retired law enforcement, active law enforcement, and there's going to be several parts of this strategic plan that I've been talking about. There's going to be code enforcement of the slumlords who operate the CD motels.
Okay, now we're into the specific plans because right now you've given a lot of background.
Yeah.
So now you're talking specifics. Okay, yes. One's a neighborhood crime watch. Encourage people into that. The second one is what? Code enforcement?
Code enforcement.
Okay.
Third is we need to have our gang task force reinstated.
Gang task force
because
reinstated?
Where are the drugs coming from? You know, we're talking about the transients using them and breaking in and trying to feed their addictions, but where are they coming from?
Mexico.
Yep.
From everything I've heard. Okay.
Or Trinity County.
We need to embrace new technologies. There are a number of
examples. Drones.
Well, now I'm going to say body cams, dash cams.
Okay, so you support the idea of body cams and dash cams?
I do. I think that keeps us out of frivolous lawsuits.
Okay. How about cameras in the city then, in different spots in the city?
You know, I have not spent as much time researching specific cameras. I'd be open to looking at that, but I'm definitely for putting body cams on because of the number of lawsuits we're currently in right now.
Right. Downtown Reading Business Association, Vince Stevenson and his people, they're willing to buy cameras to put them in areas for the city.
Let me clear that up, Carl. I mean, I'm for private entities for sure setting up cameras. I have cameras down at my lumber yard. I have cameras at my buildings downtown. I'm talking about, so should the city, you know, go to that step of where they put up cameras? That I'm not prepared to make a decision on.
Got it. Okay, body cams for the police. All right.
So what else do we have here? What's your points?
Okay. The other things that we've heard talking about is reinvigorating neighborhood police units, which, again, is why we've been forming this pamphlet, the stand-up Reading pamphlets on our website. Looking at software, you know, it shocked me to find out that today there's actually a physical map within the police station. They put up pins.
They put pins on push
locations.
Pins. Right.
I have a piece that will be coming out in the paper in the next few days that takes examples and stories from New York in the mid-90s when Rudy Giuliani declared the war on crime. And one of the things they introduced was CompStat, which allowed them to identify hot spots in real time, and they could change police beats in real time. I want to be able to do that here. I want to know which areas are having the highest number of calls and what's going on today.
Yeah, Plenty's been talking about that. You need an intel center there that pushes it all in from all different areas, that pushes out where he can show he needs to move his people to. We agree on that. That's also a costly piece of equipment.
Partnering with the county, There's two parts to this next answer for me.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hire additional CSOs and we can hire additional policemen, but I agree. And there is the ability that's going to be a deterrent. So I absolutely believe, even without extra jail space, hiring additional CSOs, hiring additional sworn officers can be a deterrent. But we also got to work on where we're going to hold these guys. And so, you know, one of the travesties I believe right now, I think Tom Pasinko is a great guy, but we need to have debate there. What are our short-term solutions to lock these guys up, medium-term, long-term? Sorry, Carl, it looks like we need to move on.
No, what I was getting was getting closer to the getting closer to the mic. That's what I was trying to do. Okay. When I was going like getting closer, yeah. That's when I meant.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, I don't tell you that. I don't tell you that before we start.
Short
so you
term,
can see that. Right.
Medium and long term. So three.
Okay. So you want a discussion with Tom Pasinko? Tom Pasinko needs to. The county supervisor. This kind of ties into this. The county supervisors and the city need to work together on our crime problem.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I mean, maybe it is. Yep. I know that Tom and Sheriff and the Chief work together. And I know that there's a good working relationship with Anderson and all that. But we need this at the leadership level is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see this debate that is now kicking off with, you know, the number of candidates running for Redding City Council, the community. And it's going to potentially be the mantle that us running for Redding City Council, we need to take up and debate some of these county issues because, again,
you have to.
Those of us living in the city of Redding, we're tied to it.
Are you willing to go into – okay, I'm going to jump into one of the other questions. Are you willing to get into a tax sharing with the county?
Yeah, I would. Specifically for law enforcement, are we talking now overall?
Well, let's just start with law enforcement because the county's picking up all the tab, you know, for the jail and all that. But part of the solution too is instead of these fights going on for the money, tax sharing has come up also as a way to help combat the crime around here. So are you willing to move forward with this? I mean, it's been brought up before, tax sharing between the city and the county.
Well, two things. I want to be very clear. You know, in the paper today, we have Rick Bassetti. You know, the headline is Mayor Calls for New Tax.
Right.
I am for identifying our mission, defining a vision, and then measurable objectives. In short, what that is a strategic plan. Once we have that plan, then we can talk about how we fund it. So the plan comes first for me. Then we talk about how we fund it. Okay. So
just
to
like
this,
you would a business plan when you're going to build something.
Just like I've done for every business I've started in the last 11 to 12 years. It's not sexy radio talk, but it's how you get things done. And
hey, we'll take care of that sexy radio talk. We're looking for
Linda will, not you,
right,
Carl. Linda will, not you.
Okay, so we're looking from all of you all vision and answers here.
But with the county, yes, I would be willing to look at tax sharing of how we address public safety issues. Now, over the umbrella of, okay, how do you feel about tax sharing between the city and the county? That's a complex question. The parameters are always changing. And I'll just say this. I'm running to represent the residents of Redding. And I can promise you guys this: I'm going to do what's in your best interest. If that tax sharing and the actual minute details of when we are back at the table negotiating with the county, I'll do what's right for the citizens of Redding.
Okay. So you answered the tax sharing, and you support proposed tax raise to fight crime. And your answer to that was after a plan is made, then you're going to look at different ways of funding it.
Yeah.
So, and not until then. You've got like five different or six different ways of going after crime. Here's a question we've asked. Are you for or against a homeless daycare center?
Okay. Well, this, you know, this probably won't be a long answer for me, Carl and Linda. I've seen in your previous interviews it's taken 2 or 3 minutes. I have done a lot of research in this area. I've looked at Portland, who came up with a tent city, looked at San Francisco, who in the late 90s brought on 20,000 what they called transitional housing. Well, guess what? San Francisco is now trying to come up with a new term for transitional housing because it became permanent housing, and it's like a noose around the neck of the taxpayers in that area. When you fast forward and go to Portland today, guess who just passed a sit-lie ordinance? Who has more transients? I mean, you think we have a number of lifestyle transients here? Go up to Portland. We need to be very careful that we do not create magnets that attract more of this demographic. And don't think for a second I don't have compassion and sympathy for those who are down on their luck. I just personally believe right now before we introduce additional services, let's look at what we have here today. I believe that we have good nonprofits that are operating with responsibility, trying to help this demographic, and we need to be very careful adding to that portfolio because it can act as a magnet.
So you're against the homeless daycare center?
I am against it until they can convince me it will not be a magnet.
I like the word magnet. We don't need to have a magnet here for more for more transients. That's what okay. I believe that, too.
We need to take a quick break.
We got
people on the
in.
Line. If you have a question for Brent Weaver, and I have numerous questions here on the chat room we will get to. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani, by the way, is offering free classes and guns to those who have been attacked out in our town, either walking their dogs or being stabbed. And he's doing this out of his because he believes it needs to be done. Now, you can help with this by making just donations to help defray the cost there. But he is taking the steps to help protect people in his town through Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur there, Larkspur Lane. That's where we buy our guns. It's there. John has everything you could possibly want, including a good attitude and wanting to help his customers. John Bastiani at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. We're going to take a quick break, and we have Sick and Tired. I've got your questions. Sharon, I've got yours. Karen, I've got yours. We've got them all. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 78 degrees in the downtown studios on the 16th of July. 8:33 in the morning. And boy, are we on fire. We're in a roll here with Brett Weaver, who's our guest running for city council. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Hey, Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Right there at Hyper Square Barbershop, across from the subway there. They're great people down there. Okay, our guest is Brent Weaver. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, Henry. And do you have a question for Brent Weaver?
Well, I have a couple of them. I got a couple of statements first. If any one of us were going to invest in a multi-million dollar organization, we would not want part-time people operating it. And that's exactly what they're asking us to do by using part-time people in city council. Along with that, I have on good authority that the negotiations with the union are not conducted by the city council. They're conducted by the staff. Now, it seems to me like if we had full-time people in there, then they would do their own negotiation, and we would not be paying firefighters $15,000 per person per month, or costing the city that. And we would also be outsourcing, possibly turning over the police work to the county sheriff at a 25% discount than we're paying now. Can you give me your thoughts on that?
Sure. So really the question is, are you for a full-time city council or a part-time city council? Well, I'm sure there's going to be pros and cons to both sides of it. What I would just say, hearing that question, you're going to have people like myself and Patrick Jones that really can't run for a full-time city council because we own and operate businesses. I think right now where we're at with the population of our community, I think it's working as a part-time city council.
The lady that was on there yesterday, and I use the word loosely, in my opinion, was in the McConnell Foundation's hip pocket. She made every indication of that. Now, I may be wrong, but it seems to me like people should be free-thinking if they're going to run for city council.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm a free-thinker, and you don't have to look much farther than the lumber business I operate or the buildings I've done downtown or the where I've chosen to serve with my free time. I definitely think for myself.
Hey, okay, Henry, he said that he doesn't think it needs to be full-time. It's part-time. We've got the phone lines backed up and a bunch of other things going on, Henry. Thank you so much for your phone call. Okay, McConnell Foundation, since it was brought up here, several questions in here. What is your stand on selling the land to the McConnell Foundation at Turtle Bay?
Sure. Well, I'm for it, and I'm going to tell you two reasons why I am. First, after November 4th, I'm going to be elected as a city council person, and I'm going to be responsible for fixing the things I've ran on. And we just got done having a huge segment on public safety. And so here I am. I've got to figure out how to pay for a number of these solutions that are going to come up in this strategic plan. And one of the ways you do that is smart growth. When I look at the number of construction jobs at the time that it's being built and the number of jobs that will be there after it's built, the synergy with bringing events into the area like weddings and synergy with the Civic Center, I see economic growth there. So for those reasons, I'm for it. Regarding McConnell, there are going to be people that love him, hate him. I am who I am. I grew up here. I'm not of that age demographic that, you know, eats out and goes, you know, my friends are not from those demographics. But, hey, they want to spend money. They want to help the community. Hey, let them spend their money here.
Are you related to the McConnell Foundation anyway? You know, when Kristen Schrader is, and because she's on the board of directors, she's on an advisory committee. Doesn't have anything to do with the spending of the money or anything, but it's an advisory committee. That's one of the questions in here. Are you?
Yeah. You know, I could certainly say that my family is, but I don't think they would want to claim us.
okay.
If you've had Uncle Doug and Uncle Kid and my father, we're lumber guys. We don't dress. We're much better off working in lumber yards.
Okay. Let me go back in here. The text here in McConnell. We're facing let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You got a question, Charles?
Yeah, What do you think of this whole idea of that Missy MacArthur put forward, and it's now policy to move the public comment period toward the end of the meeting because somebody dared to criticize the McConnell Foundation, and you had Missy and Francie and Rick all doing that because they didn't like to hear from.
Okay, so you're asking, the question you're asking then is, how do you feel about limiting the conversation or people's right to speak to the city council to the end of the end of the meeting as opposed to the beginning of it, right?
Yeah. So, you know, Carl, Linda, before we went on the air, we were talking about how the supervisors, whether or not the five supervisors agreed with the state of Jefferson, when you decide to run for public office, you're signing up for listening to, you know, a number of issues, whether it's chemtrail or state of Jefferson or tax increase, public safety. So regarding the public comment period, so I've watched it for 7-8 months when it was at the beginning. I think I'm a month and a half into watching it at the end. The people I'm talking to throughout the community aren't talking about that. They're talking about public safety. They're talking about who are we going to hire, how are we going to get more jail space. I'll make that decision when the time comes, but it's not something that I put any thought into.
Okay, about where the people...
That whole decision is emblematic of an underlying attitude that manifests itself in all sorts of other decisions that are made, including those that are of greater import to the people.
Well, and I appreciate that. What I hope is manifested in my response is I'm going to focus my energies and time on those things that people out in the community are talking about. And I think the number one thing they're talking about right now is crime and what are we going to do about it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Charles. When we start talking, when we talk crime, we talk police, but we also start talking about unfunded liabilities. This comes up. $600 million in unfunded liabilities. I think, you know, as people have said, that it's going to be there before, it's going to be there during, and it's going to be there after. But there's got to be some ideas on how can we get arms around this $600 million, because the state is asking more and more money all the time from us.
So... I am absolutely a fiscal conservative. I was raised that way. I was raised by a father who taught me to live within your means. If you can't afford it, you don't buy it. Operating Weaver Lumber for the last 11 years, going through the recession. When I talk about living within your means, these are not talking points. I've lived it. I know what it's like to have to make tough cutbacks to remain in the black. I'll give you three quick things regarding how I believe. Like you said, I agree. It's going to be here with this city council, and it's going to be here with future city councils. But here are some things we can continue to do today. Number one, we need to make sure we honor the commitments we've made to those who are working for the city today. But I think we need to continue the work that those who are new hires into the city, that we've got to make sure that we have compensation packages and benefits and contributions that are in line with what we can afford. We've gotten into trouble at the federal, the state, and now at this local level by over-promising. So that's the first part. It's a two-tier plan. Honor the commitments you've made to existing employees and be honest with those who are coming in the door. The second is you're not going to just be able to resolve this by cutting costs. The other part is you've got to grow revenues. And so I'm for smart growth. When I see the development that's going to take place at Oasis with Costco, I see us catching additional revenue for those people going up and down the I-5 corridor, going into the lake. So, again, the Turtle Bay, why I'm for that. I'm for it because of the economic reasons and how it helps us fund public safety and hiring police officers and CSOs and firefighters. So you've got to be able to structure savings and how you operate as a city. You've got to have smart growth. And third, I'm going to come back to public safety. If we have a safe community, we're going to have existing businesses want to continue to invest here, and we're going to have those who are out of the area say that's an area we want to invest in.
Okay, when we start talking about smart ways of cutting back, what are your thoughts on privatization? The library is privatized, parts of RU is privatized, the Civic Auditorium, everybody knows those are. Do you look at other things that we can do to privatize to save money? So we pay a company to do this work as opposed to all the benefits?
Okay, so short answer is yes, we've always got to be open-minded to additional ways to save money, of course. Just like any business person is always looking for competitive advantages to save money or grow revenue. So you just listed off a few. We've seen the Civic. We've seen the library, the call center at REU, Big League Dreams. There are a number of issues that have been privatized and have proven to save the city money. I don't think that works in all situations. I'm not for privatizing our police force or fire. But for some of these other lower-tier services, yeah, I'm absolutely open to it.
Okay. Billy Bob, you have a question for Brent Weaver.
Yes, a real quick question for you, Brent, and I appreciate all your critical thinking. But about a year and a half ago, the city council put a moratorium on the exorbitant building fees in this town, and as a builder, you ought to appreciate that. And what happened is that it generated millions of dollars worth of building, put construction workers back to work, and our construction business, as you well know, is flat, dead. Are you in favor of slashing the exorbitant building fees, $35,000 for a single-family home, which is absolutely ridiculous? And again, I'll take my answer off.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Well, Billy Bob, thanks for that question. Yeah, you're talking about an area that my customers at Weaver Lumber, they're talking to us over the counter daily, weekly, monthly. And yeah, absolutely. I would love it if we could cut costs. But here's the thing. Responsible leaders also have got to be honest with their constituents that we've got to be able to pay for our services. And so I would always be open to looking at stimulus and you know, I think what we were able to do with the fee waiver program for the 50 homes and then another 50 homes, it did. It helped construction in our area in 2012 into 2013. But at some point, as the economy stabilizes, you've got to pull back from some of that stimulus so that you can still continue to pay for roads and infrastructure and aging water
pipes. I understand, though, the fees that we pay here in Reading are just higher than other places. And then let's get into this part of it right after the break, because we have to take a break. Our guest is Brent Weaver. We're talking about cutting fees. The next question that's going to come up is this, simplifying how people get permits in this. We've had lots of answers from the people before you about how to do this. And you have been building things here, and you've talked to me before you decided, before you're running. This was several years ago, about the process of building right here in Reading. So I'd like to hear what you say about that. And we got a couple other questions, too. If you have a question for Brent Weaver, give us a call at 605-4567 or hop into our chat room. Thank you. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
You'll be dancing in the aisles July 25th and 26th at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at ReadingCivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Red and Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Don't go any further to find that brand new Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, or a previously owned car, truck, or SUV right there, Red and Crown Motors. Great people down there. 223-2177. Our guest is Brent Weaver, running for city council. And this is a question. Has Mr. Weaver served on any boards or have any type of governing experience? If so, what?
Yeah, I've served on quite a few boards. Recently, I'm on the Mercy Foundation North Board. That's where we do philanthropic endeavors for the Mercy Hospital. I've been on the board of the Shasta Junior Wolves. That's probably been the favorite board I've been on. I coach youth football. Our season starts on Monday for my 11-year-old son. I'm involved in – been in Cub Scouts for the last 7 years, and I lead a troop there. As you can imagine, I'm very busy running the number of businesses I have and my young family, but I do try to make time when I can to sit on boards.
What is your government's experience, governing experience?
Well, I would say management experience, leadership experience is going to be in the business world. This is my first opportunity to run for a government position.
Okay. Let's talk about the when you say smart growth, what do you mean by smart growth?
So smart growth to me is we have the big box stores up on Hilltop and the mall on Dana Drive there. So if somebody came to me and I'm on the city council and said, well, we propose another big box location right next door, of course I would not be for that because I don't want to hurt the existing one. But I'm for an additional retail catch center there on Oasis because I think we're going to catch another demographic. We're going to bring additional revenues into our city. So smart growth to me is looking at how we can continue to grow, expand the pie, but not hurt existing business. That's smart growth to me.
Okay. So it's not necessarily hurting everybody into one spot, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about business here. Obviously, you're a businessman. What can the city government do to encourage business?
Okay. Well,
you notice I said encourage because they're not there to build jobs. But what can you do in the city council to encourage business to come here?
Okay. You know, I have always taken great interest in looking at business leaders both locally and nationwide and look at why have they been successful? What is their methodology? How do they conduct themselves? What are the decisions that they make? What are the decisions that they avoid? Same goes for politics and government leaders. I love to follow, well, who has been successful government leaders and how do they operate? Who do they surround themselves with? How do they make decisions? When you look at – and so let's just use for me. I'm a business guy. Let's look at some of my businesses. I would hope that if you looked at when I moved back to the community 11 years ago, when I took over Weaver Lumber and I had 7 employees, fast forward to where we are today, we have close to 40 employees. We've seen growth there. You know, I used to have two small yards that were 2 acres each. Now we're in a 12-acre campus. We do three times the gross revenue that we did. So we've seen growth there. We've made good decisions. I've been able to my operating procedures. The same thing goes for the city. You need to always continually improve. You cannot just sit on your hands and say, you know, just show up for your job. One of the things I preach to my employees is if you show up and just treat this as a 9-to-5 and you can't wait to get out of here, you're not going to enjoy your job. You're going to just can't wait to go home. And it doesn't help me. Same goes for the city. We need to create a culture there that we can change our community, that we can help private enterprise grow. And so, as we do that, we can afford to pay for those services that we offer.
So how do we do that? How do we encourage business? I've heard from other people, incubators, bringing people in here, angel groups and all that. The government can't build jobs.
Well, I'm going to answer this probably a little different than some of the other people would. Government does its job best when you don't think about it. And here's what I mean by that. I think about my local government when the power goes off, or when I see potholes, or when my tenants in the building next door are getting broken into continuously. If you don't have to think about those issues, it means local government's working. Now, I'm one of those people that subscribes to, I believe in government, but I don't want it to do anything more than what the private sector cannot do. And so there's very basic services they can do, and then don't expand beyond that. So offer me public safety. So, Carl, I mean, we can talk about fee savings at the building department. Where I would focus my time is just get things out of the way and let me and the private industry do what I'm best at.
Okay. And that's – I understand that. Okay. So, in other words, get the government out of our way. And we've got like 4 minutes left. How would you get the government out of our way?
Okay.
Would you? I mean, is it a, you know, because we have people, and I'll give you examples as I do everybody, is okay. That you're dealing with different people in there. You come back, every time you come back, somebody else is, and you've been building, you know what it's like, that you've got people coming in and you work with somebody else different all the time, that everybody's got a new way of looking at it, besides the fees too, which are extremely high. The government can't make jobs, but they sure can make it hard for you.
Yeah, I mean, the last 11 years, I don't want to bash on our local employees of the city. But, yeah, in the last 11 years, I've had some projects go very smooth. I've had other projects been very, very tough. You got to work through it. But I guess, again, it goes back to a culture of are we continually improving? Can we streamline? Can we shorten up, you know, the amount of time it takes to get a permit? Can we attract businesses to this area because we can sell the lifestyle, how we promote ourselves with our marketing? I don't know. I don't got a sexy answer for you other than don't be more than we are, offer the basic services, and then leave it to the private industry to do the growth and do that thinking.
Okay, we have to recap our hour here with Brett Weaver. But before we do that, closing thoughts.
Well, again, we started off the show red hot. People were calling in. They're excited. They're upset. Right now, we're at this critical juncture where we are going to start to have a debate, truly have a debate about how we move forward with crime and public safety in this area. And I would just stress that we need confident, we need wise decision making so that we don't go down the road and waste time and waste resources. There's going to be a number of things that will be a part of the strategic plan. We can either go for the root cause solutions, or we can go for just throw money at it, hire additional people, and then hope that it makes things better. I'm for planning. I hope people will go to my website. I hope they'll download the Stand Up Reading pamphlet if you want to start your own neighborhood watch. And I'm just excited about this campaign season. I think this is the start of a very exciting time where we're going to start debating. We're going to hear ideas. And let's see what takes place over the next few months.
Okay, just a quick synopsis, like Linda says. He is a registered voter. Brent Weaver is a registered voter in the Republican Party. Specific plans on combating crime besides the Citizen Crime Watch. We're talking about code enforcement. The debate on how – with the county on how to better support building the jail, or how do we start incarcerating people. Software technology, the fact of bringing people into, they put more people boots on the ground, and task force to gang task force reinstated. Pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you support the proposed tax raises to fight crime? You said, you know what? After you do the plan and you come up with the plan, then you look at how you're going to pay for it. If a tax raise is one of them, that's the way to do it. Homeless daycare center? No, because it's a magnet. Tax sharing? Yes. If it's working for the when we're talking crime and a couple other things there. City council part-time or full-time? Part-time. McConnell Foundation sell of Turtle Bay? Yes. Do you have connections to McConnell Foundation? You said no. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Unfunded liabilities, honor existing contracts, start changing future contracts, and grow revenue. And when you say smart growth, you mean, no, not pushing everybody into the corridors, but instead of putting everything in one basket, move it around a little bit. Is that right?
Give us your website one more time.
Weaver 2014.
And when are you going to be up in the public again so that people can ask you questions?
We will have the forum starting in August. As far as I am always available, if anybody wants to come down and see me at my office, I'm down at Weaver Lumber, 5321 Eastside Road. I would be happy to meet with anybody, anytime. Come see me.
Okay. And phone number?
My direct office line is 243-1168. That goes directly to me, not to my secretary.
Are you glad you got into this?
Absolutely. I got four young kids, and I'm a third generation. I was born here. We have so much at stake. I want to get to work.
Brent Weaver, tomorrow we have Francie Sullivan on with us. Trish Clark will be with me tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hamas says no deal, the Gaza terror group formally rejecting an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire with Israel. Israel previously accepted the agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of putting civilians in harm's way.
It's responsible for the civilian deaths, the innocent deaths of Palestinians, that it uses as human shields, and it's responsible for the deaths of Israeli civilians and the terror rocketing of Israeli civilians.
After rejecting the ceasefire, Hamas fired more rockets at Israel, which responded in kind. Secretary of State Kerry says the U.S. still hopes that the hostilities will end.
Our concern is to have a legitimate ceasefire and see if we can find a way to stop the conflict, the killing, so we can get to the real issues that are underlying it.
Israel is urging thousands of civilians in areas near the